1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
A Saudi Arabian princess has been charged in Orlando, Florida, with beating her maid and stealing $6,000 worth of equipment from a chauffeur. She is a member of the Saudi royal family, and as such, can get diplomatic immunity. Dean Wheeler joins us from the Northern California Council on Cultural Understanding. Dean, thanks again for joining us on such short notice.
It's my pleasure, as always, Phil.
What do you make of this? She's a Saudi princess. She's traveling in the United States. She beats up on her maid.
Well, Phil, the Saudi royal family is an interesting group of people. We have a great affinity in our country for the British royal family. We have or had a lot of affection for Princess Diana, but we don't seem to understand the Saudis. And what we're hoping for is to reach a rapprochement, to reach a understanding, I think, of a fascinating family. Especially during these times, especially where we need Saudi support for what we're doing in the Middle East.
No, but what do you make of her beating up her maid? I mean, that's the accusation.
Well, that is an alleged occurrence where she is alleged to have slapped her maid. You need to understand the culture. The Saudi Arabian royal family is incredibly wealthy. I don't know if you ever grew up in wealth, Phil. I was fortunate enough. My father was very well off. He worked for an oil company. I traveled to Saudi Arabia, as a matter of fact, as a young man. And if you have servants, it is not uncommon to discipline a servant. Did you grow up around, just out of curiosity, Phil?
Did my family have servants?
Yes.
No, we did not.
All right. I think you need to have had grown up around servants to understand it's different. Most Americans know what having a cleaning woman or having someone to come in to do the laundry.
Yeah, that's about as close to having a servant, I guess, as a lot of people.
Someone who comes to clean the house or something like that.
Yeah, that's about as close as, I guess, most of us. So if you're saying having a butler...
Having a butler, having a maid, having a full-time live-in servant...
No, I've never had that, and I don't know anybody that ever has.
All right. Well, we did when I was growing up. I grew up in Marin County, California. My father worked for an oil company. Having a servant is a luxury. It's also a necessity for a large family. And it is not uncommon to discipline a servant by striking them.
It's also against the law, isn't it?
It's against the law if the it's against the law, I suppose, Phil, in the United States. It's not necessarily against the law in Saudi Arabia, and most people who work as full-time servants do expect that kind of discipline.
Well, not an American. I mean, no American maid or American butler is going to expect to be slapped.
No, you're right. They're not going to be expected. They're not going to expect to be slapped. But if they're working for the Saudi royal family, they need to get a heads up, and I don't think anybody gave that young lady a heads up.
A heads up on what? That she was going to be slapped?
That she could possibly be disciplined that way, right? And that's the Saudis do that. That is a very normal thing. Now, this young lady that got slapped, she might have been a Cuban or Mexican who is not used to it. But it is done, and I think if you're going to work for the Saudis or work as a servant, you need to understand that being slapped across the face is absolutely normal. There is no rancor. There's no anger intended. It doesn't mean no one likes you. And I think that's what got her angry. She thought that she wasn't appreciated. Most servants think of the odd slap as almost a raise in pay because it means that they're being paid attention to.
Well, let's get back to this Saudi Arabian princess slapping an American. Was this maid an American?
I don't know. If she was Saudi Arabian, she's used to it. If she's American, she probably misunderstood it.
Well, she slapped her, and they're saying that she could have diplomatic immunity.
That's right.
Why diplomatic immunity?
Well, diplomatic immunity is extended to any member of the royal Saudi Arabian family because they are members of the ruling, they are part of the ruling government, and government employees get diplomatic immunity. Absolutely.
So she could get diplomatic immunity for slapping a maid and stealing $6,000 worth of electronic equipment from a chauffeur. And slapping maids is something that she's used to doing because that's what you do with servants.
Oh, absolutely. You do that with servants. I think people know that, even servants in America. But most people have never known anyone who had a servant, so they're not familiar with it.
Man, I got to tell you something. I would not stand for that.
Well, you don't know, Phil. You don't know what you would do until you're in that situation.
No, I can safely tell you, I would not stand for that.
If you were getting paid the money that a lot of these people get paid, you might be willing to put up with being slapped across the face. There's nothing. Doesn't mean anything. You can't take it personally.
How do you not take personally getting slapped across the face?
You just can't do it. If you're a maid or a butler, you're used to that kind of behavior. It doesn't mean anything other than, would you please do a better job? That's all.
1-800-449-8686. Again, thanks for joining us on a late notice here, Dean.
It's always my pleasure, Phil.
Dean Wheeler is with the Northern California Council on Cultural Understanding. And we're talking about the Saudi Arabian princess who beat up her maid and stole $6,000 worth of electronic equipment, allegedly, in Orlando, Florida. You're telling me, Dean, that servants are used to being slapped around. Servants.
Servants, that's right. Not people that come in and do the laundry. Not people that that cook the dinner. I'm talking about full-time live-in servants.
All right, let me ask you, should this Saudi Arabian princess, therefore, be charged with this crime because the maid ought to be used to it?
No.
Why not?
Well, because she is part of the Saudi royal family, they get diplomatic immunity, and because she's used to slapping servants, and that's okay. They have diplomatic. We have to understand their culture. We have to understand.
She slapped around a maid in America.
Yeah, but this is a country, Phil, whose help we desperately need, and we need the Saudi Arabian family's help to keep our political situation in the Middle East. On a very even footing. Now, what do you want to make trouble with these people? Do you want to?
Yeah, I'll make trouble. What do we owe the Saudi Arabians, man? That's a bunch of people that really bug me. I don't know what it is about them, but they really bug me.
I know they do, and that you have a personal problem with them.
Well, I do have a personal problem with them. Now she's coming over here belting around a maid, stealing equipment or whatever the hell it was that she did, and you're telling me we can't do anything about it because we need their friendship.
Yes, we do, Phil. And if I were you, I would let it rest. I really would.
No, I want to take some phone calls on it.
Now, can I give you some advice? Because I've known you a lot of years, Phil.
Dean, I want to...
Can I just give you some advice?
What?
Let it ride. Don't push it. The Saudi Arabian royal family is very powerful. They have a lot of friends. If they slap a servant, that's what they do. Let them do that. That's none of your business. That's none of our business.
Wait a minute. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I know you think it's a matter of American security.
No, wait a minute. Correct me if I'm wrong. She's alleged to have beaten up her maid. You're saying because she's a Saudi Arabian princess, I can't say anything about it.
These are very powerful people, Phil. Let it go before you get yourself, your listeners, and the radio stations that you work for in trouble. Now, I'm not kidding now, okay?
Well, what are you telling me can happen?
I'm telling you the Saudi Arabian royal family is immensely wealthy, and they can do things, and they have a reach, and they have an ability that a man in your situation, Phil, I think would have a very difficult time battling.
What are you telling me could happen to me?
I'm saying... Don't open your mouth about the Saudis. They're extremely wealthy. They are royalty. You don't talk about kings and queens the way you're talking about them. You can talk about a president. You can talk about our Congress because those are just... You can talk about George Bush all you want because he's... George Bush is president, but he's just some dumb cowboy from Texas. And he's going to be out of office in a few years. He's nothing special. But the Saudi royal family, you don't open your mouth about.
Well, I'm an American, and I'm going
to... Oh, you know...
I'm an American, and I'm going to talk about whoever I want to talk about.
Phil, you're going to get yourself in so much trouble. Don't ever talk about the Saudi Arabian royal family.
But I can talk about that dumb cowboy, George Bush.
He's just a dumbass. He's just some dumbass who just had... And he's got scabs on his face. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, he had some... What do you mean a dumbass with scabs on his face? He had some surgery taken. He had some precancerous tissue taken off.
Just a dumbass with scabs. The Saudi Arabian royal family, on the other hand, don't screw with them.
You know, it almost sounds to me like you're threatening me.
I'm not threatening you, Phil.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. 1-800-449-8686. If I want to talk about the Saudi Arabian royal family, look at the woman here. She's the niece of the king. She's alleged to have beaten up a maid, stolen equipment from a chauffeur. But I can't say anything about it because that's the Saudi royal family, and they are big time. Did you get a load of this guy? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm just asking you, don't take these phone calls.
I'm going to take these phone calls. Why can't I talk about the royal Saudi family? All of a sudden, these guys are so powerful?
The Saudi Arabian government, Phil, provides oil. They provide influence in the Middle East. Their family. Phil, I lived with the Saudi Arabians. I knew a member of the Saudi family. The very first romantic experience I ever had in my life was with a member of the Saudi family. I was 16 years of age. Now you're forcing me to say things that I never wanted to say.
Well, I'm not making you.
No, but I have to say it now. I was 16 years old, and I had sex with a 41-year-old niece of the king of Saudi Arabia. And it was the greatest sex I'd ever had in my life. And to see these people shamelessly treated the way you're treating them.
Well, your sexual experience, you were 16 and she was 41?
Yes, sir. Well, is that, so that's wrong too, huh?
No, that's not wrong. Your sexual experience with the niece of the king of Saudi Arabia. This is another niece of the king of Saudi Arabia.
That is correct. Leave her alone. Let her slap us. What's a slapped servant? When it means the happiness of the Saudi family and the well-being of American relations.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Barbara. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Barbara.
Yes, Mr. Wheeler.
This is Dean Wheeler, ma'am, yes.
I cannot believe the things you're saying. It's never all right for another human being to hit another human being.
But if it's
and
a
she
servant,
might be the niece of
the king of Saudi Arabia.
But she's in our country now. She has to abide by our laws.
Well, technically, no, she isn't.
She is not. No, she can't walk on water.
Well, the Saudi family is like a small country traveling within a country. So
let them travel somewhere else then, okay?
They're allowed to slap their servants.
Well, they're not allowed to slap them in America.
But the servant doesn't care.
Well, obviously, this one does. She called the police.
No, I don't believe she did call the police. I think someone else saw it happen.
And I don't care, frankly.
Have you ever had a servant, Barbara?
No.
No, but Barbara, what I'm saying is...
I have no desire to go over there. Every time I see them fall over on their heads with their butts in the air, I'd like to go down the line and just put my foot squarely in each and every one of them's behind.
Well, that's too. All right, well, that's sexual in nature.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it most certainly is. Why are you talking about my sex life when you're talking
because
about yours?
Because you're the one that brought it up public airways.
She's not talking about her sex life.
She said she desires to insert a part of her body...
I didn't say
into
in.
...into the butts of... Well,
I said I would like
up.
To just put my
she
foot
didn't say that.
Up there
up,
behind.
Yeah, right up there.
But not
up.
In the sense that you're talking about.
Well, you said put them up. Does that mean
not
inside?
Not in the sense that you're speaking of.
Do you get some kind of a thrill out of that?
Let's get back to what you were saying. What were you asking, Barbara?
Have you ever been a servant, Barbara?
Certainly not.
All right, so you would never want to be slapped?
I certainly never had any servants either.
Then you don't know what it is.
That's slavery. That's not slavery.
Did you say you want to put your foot...
Why don't you call it what it is? It's
Barbara,
slavery.
When you were 41, did you ever have a young man? Because that's what happened to me.
Well, I'm just thrilled for you, but you know what? I could care less about
Arabian woman.
What?
I have absolutely no interest whatsoever in your sex life.
Well, but I have a special affinity for the Saudi Arabian people.
Standing on your head gargling peanut butter.
Up and left is where you put your foot.
I don't care about your sex life.
Ma'am, I'm simply...
Why do we care about your sex life?
It's not my sex life, Phil. It is the fact that I got to know the Saudi family. I know how important these people are.
Well, why don't you go back over there and live with them?
And you are putting Barbara in jeopardy, Phil, and yourself in jeopardy by
If you like them so much, why don't you go back over there and live with them and get off the phone
and
stay out of America?
And why is it that you, Barbara, have put your life in jeopardy you want to put your foot up the Saudi king's ass? You said it, didn't you?
Now the Saudi Arabian
secret police.
Oh, bull crap. We can say anything we want. What do you tell me? They're going to send over their secret police and kill us?
I'm saying you've made a big mistake.
Oh, well, I'm just really trembling here.
Oh, you wait. Some guy comes through your window with a saber in his teeth.
Oh, please.
All right, okay. Thank you for calling. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler. He is with the Northern California Committee on Cultural Understanding. And just exactly what have I done criticizing the Saudi royal family? One of them is in Orlando, Florida, in jail for allegedly beating her maid. But apparently they have diplomatic immunity. Here is Terry on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey,
yes,
Phil.
Yes, they do have diplomatic immunity, and it is something that they should have.
Needs to go somewhere and get a real life. If I were going to Saudi Arabia and I did something in their country that was improper or illegal, I'd rot in one of their lousy jails.
Well, in America, we're a little bit more free.
This little twit can come over to this country.
This is America.
And she can get by with something.
That's
I don't think so.
She has diplomatic immunity. And
you really need to get a better life because you're calling the president of this country.
Right. That's the part.
Cowboy.
That's the part that I didn't like.
No. Allow me to explain myself. I said George Bush.
No, you don't need to explain yourself. You know why? Because
George Bush
idiot.
Is a cowboy with a scab on his face.
But the Saudi king, he's big time.
Well, of course he is. He's been around a lot longer than Bush.
He probably has scabs on his ass, too. All right?
Okay, Terry.
I mean,
why don't you send us a picture of yours?
Ridiculous.
Are you of royal blood? No. Have you ever had a servant? No. This is a lady who is of royal blood.
I grew up with a nanny. I grew up with having a
did you
housekeeper
slap her?
In the family.
Did you ever slap her?
No, this person
well, you
was
don't know
treated
what it is.
As I
All
would
right.
want to be treated.
All right,
the rest
but
of
the
family.
Diplomatic immunity thing is what we're talking about, and that is that I don't think that that is right for her to have diplomatic immunity. That is, she doesn't get charged with a crime.
No, she's not charged with a crime, Phil, because slapping a servant... It's something you don't really, you know, who cares? In other words, the servant, nobody knows her, no one's her friend, nobody, just let it go. Let it go. In other words, diplomatic immunity is where you give immunity to someone.
What do you mean, let it go?
It means it's more of a hassle charging them with a crime than just letting it go because it'll cause more problems.
Otherwise, our relationship with the Saudis?
Yes, a very valuable relationship with the Saudis is spoiled.
1-800-449-8686. Lori on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
My name is Lori. Actually, I'm a graduate from UC Berkeley, so I'm from California. I lived in Algeria, and I also lived in Indonesia.
You know, Phil, you're slapping your servants no worse than slapping your meat, and you were talking about...
Would you please clean up your language?
And on top of that, I've had servants for 20 years, and there's no way that I would ever raise a hand to any of them. They were always kind and gentle people very familiar with Muslims. I was with Muslims for, 20 years, and that is not the way that they act. And as far as George
Why are
Bush
you doing
says,
that snoring thing?
Oh, she's telling you she's very... I lived in Saudi Arabia, Phil, when I was a young man.
Well, you know...
My first sexual experience was with a member of the Saudi royal family.
Get over
the
it.
The Saudi royal
family. The point of the matter is
well, you didn't
that
have sex
that's
with them.
Not right, number one, and number two... She needs to be identified and recognized as this is what you do not do in our country because when I lived in Algeria or when I traveled the Middle East, I had to be a part of their custom, so they need to be a part of our custom.
No, well, our
and
custom is you do have the freedom. You do have the freedom to slap a servant to correct them.
Well,
now, that is standard.
A misinterpretation of that because
you never...
that doesn't even follow in their own country.
Wait a minute. Well, no,
in fact,
no.
The government of Indonesia and Malaysia...
I'm talking about
Saudi
Arabia.
Saudi
Arabia is different from Indonesia.
No, it isn't
Saudi
as
Arabia.
Far as the Muslim factor goes and how they treat each other. But let me tell you something. Here's a fact.
Slapping
and the fact
a servant.
Is this, is that all of the Asian countries pulled their servants out of Saudi... Because of this one small fact is that they do get violent.
Lori, if you walked in on one of your many servants rolling around on your mattress naked with your plastic raincoat on, you'd slap them.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler here talking about the Saudi royal family. Can't talk bad about them. It's Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I got Dean Wheeler with me from the Northern California Council on Cultural Understanding. The Saudi Arabian princess arrested in Orlando for beating up her maid. You're telling me that this is a normal occurrence in Saudi Arabia. You know, Dean...
Phil, it's not just a normal occurrence in Saudi Arabia. It's a normal occurrence among the wealthy, among royal families. They do slap their servants, and it is something that you do... It's not unlike training an animal, and that's just...
Well, these are not animals, though.
Phil, I'm telling you, you've not been around wealth. You've not been around royalty. It is like training. That's how servants are trained, and that's how they expect to be trained. I run a fast food business. I have a fast food franchise, and I can tell you that we have effectively trained a lot of our immigrant employees, and these are people who are illegal, so they technically, they need this job, or they go back to Mexico.
What, are you slapping them?
Yes, I do.
You slap around the employees of your fast food restaurant.
Phil, don't pretend like it's something you've never heard of. This is how you deal with people who are not individuals that understand anything, any other language. And most servants need to be cuffed around. You can grab them by the throat and you can push them up again.
Grab them by the throat now. You know, this Saudi princess who did this, I hope they throw the book at her, okay?
Don't say that. The Saudis are very powerful.
I don't care how powerful they are. I hope they throw the book at her. Diplomatic immunity or not.
Phil, in a way, I am like royalty. I run a fast food franchise.
And you grabbing your employees by the throat.
Yeah, that's right. That's the only way that I can possibly. Phil, you have to understand, the greatest sex of my life I had with a member of the royal family of Saudi Arabia. I will never forget that as long as I live. And for the gift of great sex that that 41-year-old woman gave me, I have adopted their ways of training servants. I slap people. Every day of my life, I try to slap someone because I remember her sending me to the heights of sexual freedom, expression, and release.
And to say thank you, you belt around the employees of your... Oh,
see, you're laughing, and I find that offensive.
I find what you're saying to be absurd. Steve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I find this jackass offensive. I'm sorry for my language,
excuse
but I've been
me,
listening
sir?
For the last 15
you're
minutes.
You're calling me a jackass?
And, yes, I did. How about I drive up to North California, wherever you are, and slap you across the face? Would you like it?
Well, you can't do that.
Would
that's
you?
That's illegal.
Answer the question.
Would I like it?
Yes.
Well, I'm not a servant.
Now,
I'm
number one...
Watch your language. You got to watch your language. Or
I'm sorry,
hang,
Phil.
All right?
Oh, listen to you, Steve. You don't make as much money as me, so you can't
I
slap
don't give
me.
A rat's butt.
You can't slap me unless you do.
Oh, I could.
Wait a minute. This is about money.
Yes, if this man made more money than me.
It ain't got nothing to do about money.
Well, it does for me.
Well, that's fine. That's
have you
your
ever
choice.
Had a, have you ever
let
had,
me tell you
have
something.
Have you ever had a servant?
Yes, at one time I did.
No, a full-time servant, a butler.
Yes.
You had a butler.
Yes.
I doubt it.
I don't. Now, let me tell you something else. Yeah, I don't care.
You're right. A guy that sounds like you had a butler.
What's
you're
that
right.
supposed to mean?
You're right. Let me tell you something,
where'd
buddy.
You
I've been to Saudi Arabia twice in my life.
Where'd you have a butler?
Here.
Where? Where's
in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
A butler.
Yes. That's not uncommon here in Hot Springs.
Well, not at all.
And let me tell you what. If anybody slapped any servant in this country, they would automatically expect to be going to jail. I think
hey,
this place should expect
I'm
that, too.
I'm talking to
diplomatic
a guy who lives in Hot Springs,
butt.
Arkansas. He says he had a butler.
Diplomatic immunity, my butt. Doesn't give them the right to come over here and break our laws.
Listen, I've heard of Butler in Arkansas, but Butler...
Okay, man. The guy said
Listen
he had a butler,
here.
All right?
You want to come to Arkansas
hey,
and make some kind
of
comments?
First
of
all,
right
sir,
ahead. You won't walk out of this state.
First of all, sir, the Saudi Arabian family is very powerful. What you've just said
Big
to me...
Deal.
Considering
who cares?
The fact, I'll tell you who cares. Considering the fact that I know a member of the Saudi family personally...
That's nice. Yeah, 41-year-old woman who gave you good sex in bed. Who cares?
Well, it's better than
who
having
cares?
It's better than having good sex in a
who
stable,
cares?
Which is what you had.
Who cares?
I do.
Well, that's fine. That's your preference. Nobody else cares.
Just because I had better sex than you.
Oh,
okay,
please.
Man. Who cares, okay? Like the guy said.
I do, just like I said.
Listen,
and neither one of you guys have ever had a butler, so you don't...
Well, look, okay, whether I had a butler or not, man, it doesn't mean that I'm going
to
slap people around, all right?
And listen to me for a second.
Hey, Steve. Listen,
hey, what?
Look at the best sex you ever had. Which farm was that on again?
All right. James, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr.
Go ahead,
Whittle.
James.
First of all, Mr. Whittle, I want to know what makes you think that you can talk about the President of the United States.
Well, who's that?
George Bush.
George Bush, our president and leader of this country, sir.
What did I say? You mean the guy with the scabs on his face?
Yes. See, there you go again. There you go again. You know what? He's our leader. You have no right. And this Saudi Arabia that you're bringing up, I mean, she ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
The Saudi Arabian royal family, James, could have you'd have your testicles in your mouth for saying that.
Yeah, right.
You
right.
understand
you know
that?
What?
Do you understand that they'll sew your mouth shut? They'll find
do
you.
Do you understand that you should be
James,
back in Saudi? You should be
James,
in Saudi Arabia.
James, the phone call you're making right now can have your testicles put into your mouth and sewed shut.
What are you
police.
Talking about, man? Are you talking about the Saudi secret police will come over here, hunt up every one of us who said anything
man.
Bad about this woman, and put our testicles in our mouths and sew it shut?
Yes, starting with
you
James.
You know what? They need to start with you. Because
well,
you know
you're the guy that was
bad.
I had the best sex of my life.
I'm
a 41-year-old Saudi Arabian woman.
I don't care about your sex life. Who cares? Nobody does.
That's the same thing the last guy said. Were you his butler? The woman
Nobody
I had,
cares.
A woman I had could swallow a camel, hump and all.
Well, you know what? You know what?
The Saudis can make you
so
a camel, parents. Bitch, before you know it.
Will you let the guy finish with your freaking one-liners? What, James?
I mean, number one, George Bush is our leader of our country. I feel that people that talk about George Bush should be sent to the place that they're talking good about. You're talking about our president at Saudi Arabia.
I should send George Bush to Saudi Arabia?
No.
I think you should
you ought
send
to be
your
sent.
Ass there.
You should be sent there?
You ought to be
send
sent
your
there.
Ass there.
How dare
because
you disrespect the Saudi family? The Saudi
what?
Arabian royal family. Who
are you part of the Saudi family or what?
I had the greatest
sex of your life with a 41-year-old member of the Saudi family. I got it already, okay? And so did he.
I just happen to think that the Saudi Arabian family is swell.
They,
good
you know
people.
What? Saudi Arabia does not
and,
care
and
about the United
their oil
States.
Is really good. Hey, are you driving
you know,
a truck these days? Huh?
I
bet
you
that
know
truck,
what?
What are you getting, 22 in the city? That thing
you know what?
Is powered
I
on
hope,
Saudi fuel.
You know what? I hope that lady gets the full extent of the law thrown at her. Because you know what? She has no right to slap a servant. That is full malarkey.
James, once upon a time, a Saudi princess got the full extent of my...
Okay.
You know what? You
oh,
really
you're
got
sick.
A big
you're a
problem,
sick bastard.
Mr.
All right, listen, thank you. Let me go over to Geraldine. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Mr. Wheeler, how dare you talk about our president the way you are talking about him?
Wait a minute.
And if you want to be...
The Saudi Arabian royal family has
I
been
I don't want to hear about the Saudi Arabian royal family.
And
you are in America. They are not Americans. They should be... adhering to the laws of our country. If they want to be in Saudi Arabia and treat people like that, they should be back in their own country, and you should not refer to the president of our country the way you are.
Oh, no, I love our president.
He deserves more respect than that, and you should not be given any more anti.
I love our president. I'm just saying, compared to the Saudis, he's not really all
that
great.
In one breath and then talk about him the way you do.
No, I think
breath.
He's a great. I think he's a great man, but compared to the Saudis, he's not so great.
Oh,
well,
is that it?
Go back to Saudi Arabia,
no.
And I want to know how long ago did you have this wonderful sex? Is that the last sex you've had that you're still talking about it?
That was how good it was. That's how good a Saudi Arabian woman gives it to a man. 20 years, and I'm still thinking about it.
Well, I think you're it's been 20 years, and you're still talking about
That's
it?
That's how good it was.
Despicable.
That's how good it was.
And if you treat your employees, slapping them around, grabbing people by the throat, you ought to be in jail.
Well,
and we ought to investigate your company. Are you do you have people here illegally?
Geraldine, President Bush has a couple of herpes scabs on his face. What's wrong with talking about
that? That's not herpes.
That's
Stop
a sca- it.
Those
and
are.
I think you are
well,
being completely unpatriotic.
I love
and
my
we
country.
Should not be giving you any more airtime.
I love my country. I just had really great
sex with a 41-year-old Saudi
oh,
princess 20 years ago. How old is she now?
I don't know how you can.
That woman right now.
Anybody who can stand you.
That woman is 61 years old right now, and I would crawl on my hands and knees over broken glass.
Well, why
and
don't
eat the
you
peanuts
go back
out of her?
To Saudi
yeah,
Arabia
exactly.
And see her.
Exactly. Go over to Saudi Arabia. We'll get you the ticket. Sorry, Geraldine, I've got to run. And he almost pulled out eating the peanuts line out. Thank God we cut him off. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The part of Dean Wheeler was performed by me, and the callers that called in were real people wanting to talk to Dean about his outrageous position that the Saudi Arabian princess arrested in Orlando, Florida, on alleged charges of beating her maid, should be provided diplomatic immunity because the Saudi royal family is so awesome, and after all, compared to that crap-kicking cowboy George Bush, they're just all the rage, they're just all that. Get a load of that, man. I got to tell you something. Somebody ought to give the woman a little heads up. Okay, you're in America. You're a Middle Easterner. You're with the Saudi Arabian royal family. And you slapped your maid around. And you stole some stuff from your chauffeur, allegedly. Really got to watch your behavior these days. Oh, are you profiling, Phil? Yeah, I guess maybe I am. Want to talk to me about it? No, I'm not profiling. I'm talking about a woman who's the niece of the king of Saudi Arabia, a member of the royal family, who slapped a maid. That's not profiling. That happens to be the niece of the king of Saudi Arabia, who's a member of the royal family, slapped a maid. That's not Eddie that operates the newspaper shack downstairs from us, who happens to be Egyptian. That ain't him. That ain't the guy that's from Syria, who's 22, who's been here less than 18 months, and is on an expired visa. No, this is the niece of the Saudi Arabian king, who is in Orlando, Florida, yada, yada, yada. I'm walking down, speaking of the diplomatic immunity thing, this is a very real thing that a lot of you may not be aware of. I'm walking through the east side of New York. I'm on my way to the East River. A friend of mine lives in an apartment over there. And when we were in New York, remember we were in New York at the very tail end of October, early November, right? I'm walking down to the east side with another friend of mine. We're going to visit a friend. We're going to have some lunch. And it was before my show. We were doing our show from the Museum of Radio and Television there on 52nd Street. So we're, I don't know where the hell we were. We were walking down, I think, 44th Street on our way to the east side. We're over toward where the UN building is. You have to understand, and I'm sure the people who live there, especially diplomats who are in New York from another country, New Yorkers don't want the United Nations there anymore. They don't want it there for a couple of reasons. One of them is this thing called diplomatic immunity. Now, let me tell you what it represents to people in New York City. It represents this. Some diplomat can park his Mercedes-Benz anywhere he wants there on the east side of New York, near the UN building, and he won't get so much as a ticket because he has diplomatic immunity. He can put that sticker in the window. Oh, it's a license plate. Diplomatic license plate. Gee, I thought it was like one of those stickers that homeowners have that makes the gate arm go up. And thanks, Eddie.
All right, Mrs. Brown.
It's a license plate, diplomatic license plate. And when the cops see that, they don't ticket it. They don't do nothing. And they take up all the parking spaces. and they're not particularly polite about it, and there's a problem. Now, you don't know about this because New Yorkers pretty much keep this to themselves. They're not running around yakking, you know, their dissatisfaction of the world. I mean, I can tell you, sometimes a person from New York isn't exactly the most loudmouth, you know, acrimonious individual. They can keep their problems to themselves. I just found this out as I was walking through the streets of New York talking to another New Yorker saying, look at this crap, man. I mean, nobody can get a car parked around here. I said, and I remember saying, this is really kind of a cool neighborhood. Got really nice-looking restaurants. There's a great steakhouse over there. Yeah, it sucks. I said, really? Yeah, oh, man, you don't want to live here. Why? Well, you can't park a car, man, on a diplomatic immunity license plate. Now, I've always thought it was very cool that America was the home country, the host country for the United Nations. I've always felt the United Nations is a pretty good idea. I don't know, people that don't dig it, I think it's a great idea. You know the wars that have been prevented because we've got a United Nations that people sit down and can talk? I know the world is a crap can for a lot of you guys, and you think it's just it couldn't get any worse. Fact of the matter is that the UN has prevented much worse things from happening. And it is a place where even the craziest, I mean crazier than a crap house rat kind of guys like Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda guys, even they will appeal to the United Nations to say, well, I don't want any Americans taking me into country. How about the United Nations? They got, oh, okay, well, they're right over there. And yeah, we want them to do it. So it's another, it's like it's an option. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. But I tell you right now, man, you go to New York, people there are, they get a little tired of it. And this diplomatic immunity thing, I don't know what that means, but personally, I don't think it should extend beyond the person that's doing active business in the United States on behalf of his country. Now, and I don't know what it represents. In other words, if the guy's the ambassador from Saudi Arabia, he is the duly credentialed with portfolio ambassador from Saudi Arabia, comes to our country, has a house, goes out, like rolls some tourists and stabs them with a knife. No, I don't think he gets diplomatic immunity. Do you? But the guy's got a parking ticket, whatever. But it shouldn't extend to the whole bleeding family. What? You want to know why we're doing it? I'll tell you why you're doing it. The whole reason why I've been yakking for the last 3 months on why we ought to get out of that part of the world. Saudi Arabia, we get down on our knees and we kiss every quarter inch of their rear ends over there because of that juice we're pulling out of the ground called oil. We let them have their student visas. We let them have their diplomatic immunity. It extends all the way to their spoiled, rotten niece here, 41 years of age, who's beaten up on maids. We let them have everything, anything, all of it, our wives, our daughters, our children. We will go to the wall for them because we got to have that stuff. We got to pump it into the SUV. We got to go see Grandma for Christmas. We'll offer them our daughters, our wives, our sons. We'll take them in trade. Because those guys have got the juice. You know, they got the goods. What, don't you think it'd be sweet just once, man, we get them over a barrel? Like we go, hey, oh, hey, Fahid.
What do you want?
Guess what we found, man?
What?
We found oil up in Alaska.
Bullcrap.
No, I wouldn't bullcrap you.
Does that mean you're...
No, we're not going to buy any more of your stuff. What do you think of that?
No, no, wait a minute. We can talk turkey.
No, I don't want to talk turkey with you anymore. I'm sick of you, I'm sick of your niece, and I'm sick of your golf courses where it's just a little piece of, like, that AstroTurf.
Oh, come on, man. You don't...
No, no, forget it. We're pumping it out of the ground in Alaska. We'll give a little to the Canadians, spill a little down over there to Israel, and the rest of you guys can go pound sand. What do you think of that?
Well, we got plenty of it.
Right. Anyway, we can dream, can't we?
We can dream.